Spokane's Masonic Temple, an Architectural Icon, by Sharon DeMills Wood. I have always been intrigued by the Masonic Temple on Riverside Avenue with its distinctive curve. It features 18 columns of the Corinthian order. There are large entrance pavilions with double doors, with carved Masonic emblems. Busts of Senmet, an ancient Egyptian architect, guard the doorways. The temple is considered one of the grandest fraternal lodge buildings in the West. And I can see why. It is immense and very impressive. Masonic Temple History. The temple was originally constructed between 1903 and 1905 and is approximately 100 feet long across its face on Riverside Avenue. It was a collaborative effort by two prominent Spokane architects, John K. Dow and Lauren L. Rand. When the building was finished, it was the largest meeting facility west of the Mississippi. Both Dow and Rand were given equal credit for the design, which is an example of the neoclassical revival architectural style. It also exemplifies the classicism from the Beaux-Arts movement and the influences of the Columbian Exposition in 1893. How befitting of such an elegant classic building, such as the Masonic Temple, to be built by leading Spokane architects who were also Masons themselves. The Order of Masons traces its history back to medieval times, when skilled craftsmen were in demand to help construct the great cathedrals. They evolved into a social organization promoting brotherhood and humanitarian ideals. They donated to their communities, helped construct new buildings, and repaired old ones. There were rules that had to be followed, as well as expectations, a strong sense of community, and building human character, all in keeping with their deep history, spanning as far back as the 14th century. Freemasons, as they are called, acknowledge their beginnings through the use of architectural symbols, such as the compass, square, level, and plum, still in use today. The 17th century rise in popularity of fraternal societies in England and throughout the British Empire spread to America in the 1800s. An example is the Freemasons' Hall in London, which was built in 1775. George Washington was the first of many presidents who held membership in the Freemasons' Society. Spokane was an unincorporated town of a few hundred people in the winter of 1880, when a group of local men gathered to organize the first Masonic Lodge. James Glover, the father of Spokane, was one of the earliest members. Over the next 10 years, several other Masonic groups were formed. As a result of 3 years of successful fundraising, a parcel of land was purchased on Riverside Avenue for $5,400. A groundbreaking ceremony was held on May 26, 1903, in which President Theodore Roosevelt, also a Mason, turned the first shovel of earth. The temple was opened on August 24, 1905. At that time, membership had grown to over 1,200. Total expenses, including the purchase of the land and the cost of interior furnishings, was over $100,000. The overwhelming growth of Spokane's Masonic groups over the next two decades led to the purchase of additional land at a cost of $50,000 and the expansion in 1925 of the building, which represented an investment of $300,000. With so many different organizations using the temple, a large building was needed with various rooms for different purposes. The temple reflected a harmonious progression and a unique configuration. It was already irregular to take advantage of the varying street depth. It assumed a curved shape when its facade was extended, mirroring the crescent shape of Riverside Avenue. Since the building's completion in 1905, it had been occupied by the Masonic Order and several affiliated fraternal men's groups, including the Spokane Lodge No. 34, Scottish Rite, York Rite, El Katif Shriners, and such ladies' groups as the Eastern Star and Ladies of the Nile. During the 1920s and 1930s, fraternal organizations enjoyed unprecedented popularity in Spokane and nationwide. Spokane frequently was host to fraternal activities, which drew visitors from around the country. In the 1930s, the temple was the setting for school graduation ceremonies and touring theater companies. Masonic temple symbol and meaning. Masonic temple symbols are rooted in medieval stonemasonry tools. They are designed to teach moral and ethical lessons and to remind members to lead virtuous lives. The symbols for the Spokane Lodge No. 34 include a a square, compass, a G, and wings. The square is a layout measurement tool used in construction to mark 90-degree angles and 45-degree miter angles on materials. The square stands for morality. The compass is a tool used by carpenters and tradesmen to scribe circles, arcs, and curves, divide lines into equal segments, and bisect angles for accurate layout. The compass stands for spirituality. Both the square and the compass represent the balance between actions and moral boundaries, dating back to stonemason guilds. The central G represents geometry, fundamental to masonry, or God, the great architect of the universe. The wings generally represent time passing, spiritual freedom, protection, and the soul's ascension to a higher state. Elegant venue rooms. My husband and I were treated to a very informative tour of the Masonic Temple in July 2021 that include the ballroom, the Falls penthouse, the commandery room, the auditorium, and the blue room. Today, the building is used for such events as weddings, reunions, funerals, proms, and baby showers. Masonic Temple Ballroom. The large, elegant ballroom features a floating hardwood dance floor with chandeliers purchased by members. Masonic Temple Falls Penthouse. The Falls Penthouse has one of the best views of the Spokane River Falls and the gorge in town. It has a jet black waxed floor, a 100-year-old exposed timber truss beam ceiling, and five double doors to a north side balcony running the length of the building. Masonic Temple Commandery Room. The Commandery Room has a stage at one end, a black and white checkered dance floor, stenciled wall treatments, and horseshoe-shaped seating with a full balcony. It has been used for rituals and ceremonies, which included elaborate costumes and robes, such as were used by the Shriners, expressing their Arabic history. Masonic Temple Blue Room. There are also smaller meeting rooms, such as the Blue Room with its colorful and elaborate painted designs. Members of the Smithsonian Institution even visited and took painting samples in 2018. Masonic Temple Auditorium. The auditorium, one of the most familiar rooms, has a deeply coved ceiling reflecting the era's taste in theater decor. It had the first projector in Spokane before movie theaters and has been used for film screenings over the years. The auditorium can be accessed on the 1107 West Main Avenue side of the building. There is an elaborate marquee entrance that is flanked on the right by the statue of a sitting lion that has the head of an Egyptian woman. Masonic Temple Operations. The original stage equipment, electrical panels, and wiring are still used to this day. Much of the heating system that is used today is original to the building. There are also utility rooms below ground. They include areas that are underneath the Spokane sidewalks that connect to a series of underground tunnels. Masonic Temple Home before the Great Fire of 1889. In 1880, Spokane, named Spokane Falls at the time, was a classic old West town experiencing a growth surge and had a population of approximately 300 people. There were 16 local Master Masons living in Spokane Falls, then including Reverend S.G. Havermill and Louis P. Ziegler. The Masons applied to the Grand Lodge of Washington for permission to open the first lodge in Spokane County. On January 8, 1880, Oliver P. Lacy, Grand Master of the Washington Territory, gave permission to establish Spokane, later changed to Spokane, Lodge No. 34. On June 3, 1880, the lodge was officially chartered with Louis Ziegler as its first master. The home of the Spokane Lodge. Number 34 was the Wolverton Block that was located at 614 to 618 West Riverside Avenue. The building was destroyed in the Great Fire of 1889, along with all the lodge records with the exception of the charter and the bylaws book. Interview with former Masonic Temple chairman. I had also the pleasure of interviewing Curly Werner, former chairman of the Masonic Temple Association. Curly became a Mason in 1962. He explained it as a fraternal organization of men who believe in one God or supreme being, promoting positive moral/social virtues, and are community service and philanthropic minded. Men hear of the Masons by word of mouth or friends. The first step is candidate evaluation by members at a dinner prior to a monthly meeting, which includes opening and closing prayers. The first level of membership is apprentice, progressing to fellow craft at the second stage, and finally, master mason. Progression involves education, attending meetings, and community service. Curley was elected to the board, overseeing finances. The board managed the exterior restoration project in approximately the year 2000 from a $650,000 National Park Service grant. Curley stated the community service activities the members participate in include hospital care, eyesight/glasses support, speech therapy, and a children's heart fund. Masonic Temple Building, sold in 2013. With the age of the building, the demand for upkeep of it, and the downturn in Masonic membership, the expansive downtown Masonic Temple was sold in November 2013. Changing lifestyles and a decline in the popularity of fraternal organizations led to the sale and conversion of many fraternal buildings. Masons moved to Spokane Masonic Center. The Masons moved to 506 West 2nd Avenue, formerly the Arden Hotel, in 2016, which is called the Spokane Masonic Center. It has a main auditorium for meetings for such organizations as the Spokane Lodge, Number 34, Scottish Rite, and York Rite. The building also has a library, dining room, kitchen, and offices. When they moved from the Masonic Temple Building, the Masons took with them the furniture and the grandfather clock donated by Mrs. James Glover. The furniture includes solid mahogany original pieces purchased for the temple in 1905, matching leather-covered chairs and sofas with claw feet, and benches and side chairs. There are also ceremonial pieces consisting of an altar, triple throne chair, and two single throne chairs, some embellished with carved designs. The legacy of the Masonic Temple and Spokane Masonic Center. Over the years, both the Masonic Temple and the Spokane Masonic Center have evolved with the times while keeping their history alive and appealing to new generations. The use of the Masonic Temple today enables the community to take a step back in time to appreciate its grandeur. It allows us to acknowledge the contributions of those in the past and continue to appreciate it as a Spokane icon. The Spokane Lodge Number 34 at the Spokane Masonic Center carries on the working traditions of its fraternal organization for the betterment of Spokane.